Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse, and welcome on this last day of June the 30th. We're moving into the 4th of July weekend. I hope you've got some great plans. I certainly do. I'll be up at Schofield for the party they have on the Army base every year. Great group is going to be there, and a fantastic fireworks display with, of course, sound effects, the real kind of sound effects. This morning we're talking with Beth Ann Baldry, the senior golf writer for Golf Week magazine, and Karen Palacios Jensen will be joining us, Shirley Nishikawa, Fred Altvater, Craig Sasada, a great show. But first, let's thank the sponsors who make it all possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Got a road closure on Oahu. It's Kamehameha Highway in Ka'ava between Ka'ava Elementary School and Kualoa Ranch in both directions until about 11 o'clock. The accident happened about 5:16 this morning. That closure expected to take about 6 hours for them to wrap up their investigation and reopen the roadway. All right, let's get to golf. There's so much going on. In Washington, D.C., this massive storm blew out the trees. I mean, we've got 500,000 people without power. The heat index, 110 degrees yesterday, and no air conditioning. They're working very hard to get those trees cleared and get the power restored. It's going to be a while. They're not playing at the AT&T National until... oh, yes, they are. About 2 minutes ago, they started at 1 p.m. Eastern time. But we're going to focus this morning on the U.S. Women's Open as we start the show, because we're going back to Black Wolf Run in Wisconsin, a Herb Kohler course. This is when Siri Park, back in 1998, I think it was, began the Korean movement as she won the U.S. Women's Open on the LPGA Tour. And after that, you know, it's history. We've got a global game. It's completely changed since that U.S. Women's Open on the LPGA Tour. Joining us, the senior writer from Golf Week, Beth Ann Baldry. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much. You're on vacation.
I am. The Graves family reunion cookout starts at 3 o'clock. So. I'm in Indiana.
What's the heat index in Indiana?
Oh, my gosh. We played golf yesterday, and it was... the day before, it was 106. Yesterday, it was about 104. It was brutal.
It is brutal. I mean, they're talking at Walmart. I think Stacey Lewis was playing with Michelle Wee, and she said on the 18th hole yesterday, they just wanted to get it done with. They felt like the sun was going to just bake them, melt them. It must be hard. I can't imagine. You played, though, in 106-degree temperature. What's that like?
Brutal. The first day, there was at least a breeze. You know, it was like, you know... so it was doable, but yesterday when it just gets still and there's no breeze and it's over 100 degrees and the humidity feels like Florida, you just want to crawl in a hole. But yeah. But hey, I don't see my family all that much, so we suffered through for the good.
Yeah, and you had a good time too, right?
We did.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely. All right, this is very exciting. Have you been to Black Wolf Run in Wisconsin?
I have not. The only Wisconsin track I've been to is Erin Hills, which is a pretty good track. But I understand that the crowds in Wisconsin are awesome. So I am really excited to check out the atmosphere at Black Wolf Run next week.
I think I saw some photos or some video of it. Black Wolf Run, is that on one of the lakes?
Yeah, it's in the Sheboygan River Valley, I guess. So it's a composite course, it looks gorgeous in print. I have not been there in person. I do remember watching the playoff on the in a pro shop when I was out at a golf course where I grew up in the summertime. I remember Savory winning. It was a marathon finish, which thankfully we won't have any more 20-hole playoffs. They got rid of those.
It was a 20-hole playoff she played?
It was, yeah. It was a Monday finish. And I actually talked to Savory earlier this year, and she said that she thought that when she got on the driving range, so it was really weird. There was just the two of them. She and Janice Sharepoint, and she thought it was a Monday. Nobody was going to come out. And then she said she got to the first tee, and but it was just absolutely wall-to-wall packed.
And wow.
Unbelievable. So, you know, the USGA now, they still have an 18-hole playoff for the men's open, as you know, but for the women's open, they got rid of it after Annika and Pat Hurst played at Newport in an 18-hole playoff. It was not as thrilling as the one in Wisconsin. So I think it's a good move. We're at a 3-hole playoff now.
So it's a 3-hole playoff, and it goes on from there if it's not determined after 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, now let's take a look. Who is your favorite in the field?
Well, I have to think Stacey Lewis right now is the player to beat. She loves tough tests. She's been playing amazing golf. Her confidence is so high right now. And you just have to love Stacey at the majors. And, you know, the first tournament that she ever played as a professional, you know, the U.S. Women's Open, she nearly won. I don't know if you remember that a while back. She didn't play so well on Sunday, but she was in the final pairing with Paula Creamer. And everybody was like, who is this Stacey Lewis girl? But, of course, we'd been following her in college, and she was a great player at Arkansas. So She's been known to play really well at the majors, and she's the number two player in the world.
She is. She's the number one on the American contingent. Let's take a look at Drive to the Top. Most top tens on the LPGA takes home a Kia at the end of the year. The Drive to the Top, right now, Stacey Lewis has 9 top 10 finishes. Yanni Sen has 8. Aimia Zato has 7, Su-Yong Ru has 6, and Shen-Shen Feng has 5. Now, Shen-Shen is playing exceptionally well golf, and she's doing very good at Walmart right now. She seems very well put together for this kind of a U.S. Open, a USGA setup. She's very steady, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely, and you know, if you watched her play at the LPGA Championship at Wegmans, she didn't seem fazed at all by what was going on. She was just kind of out there doing her thing, didn't seem to be nervous, almost seemed kind of, you know, like she just wasn't even aware that it was a major is what
exactly.
It kind of looked like.
Exactly.
I don't know if it'll be that way the second time around. Now that, you know, once you go through that and realize kind of the gravity of the situation in retrospect, if it will be any different. I'm actually interested to see if that many Chinese media come to Wisconsin. Typically, you know, there are a couple for Yanni, a couple media contingent from Taiwan and then maybe mainland China. But you know, nothing like the Korean, obviously, or the Japanese media contingent. But, you know, I just kind of can't help but wonder if that'll change, you know, looking at what Seiri accomplished out at Black Wolf.
Yeah. I have a feeling that the Chinese media is going to do the wait-and-see thing. They're not going to jump on the bandwagon because if they put too much stock in the player as being a performer, expectations, and then she doesn't pull through, it'll disappoint all the people in China. So it's better to let her let her kind of move along steady, see if she wins another one, you know, let the momentum build, and then they may jump on the bandwagon. I read an interesting story. There's, you know, reportedly a million millionaires or more than that in China, and they're really into golf. They're getting into the game. So you would think that with that kind of money and that kind of power behind the game in China, that they'd be excited about having a winner on the LPGA Tour. The other question is, do they put that much stock in women players? Would they rather put a bunch of, you know, hype behind a guy? It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
I do know that the Chinese are putting a lot of money into golf right now, and that they're really looking toward the Olympic Games, and it's changed a lot in the last few years, and the Chinese are coming over here and training and going to qualifiers, and they have national teams, and they're make no mistake, they're coming. There's no doubt about that.
And they're gearing up for the Olympics.
Right, and if you look at what happened with gymnasts, I'd say they don't have any problems putting pressure on their athletes to perform. I would expect a big push.
Yeah, yeah. I also wanted to look at greens and regulation. Can you explain for the novice golfer what greens and regulation means?
Right, well, you know, it just simply means how many greens you hit and the amount of shots it's supposed to take you. So if it's a par 3, if you hit it in 1, then you have a green in regulation. Par 4, 2, and a par 5 if you hit it in 3. It can't be on the fringe. You have to be on the actual putting surface.
All right, so we have number 1, Sun Yung Ru, and number 2, Karen Jodine. Number 3, there we go, Stacey Lewis. Paula Creamer's 4, Lexi Thompson's 5. I was not surprised, but wow, Lexi already, you know, a steady game. Suzanne Peterson is number 6. Now, that'll also tell you, I suppose, about how good you are in your putting accuracy. If you're not at the top of the leaderboard all the time, you must have a difficult time actually getting from the green to the hole and scoring.
Right. I mean, we can all watch Lexi Thompson. We know she has the length. She's one of the most powerful players on tour, and we know she's a good ball striker. And if you watch the craft, there's a good example of when Lexi's putter is not working. So, and that's the thing about Stacey Lewis. Her putting has improved a lot in the last couple of years. She uses a thing called aim point, which is extremely complicated for me to understand. But has a lot to do with the contours of the greens, and there's a lot of math involved. And I obviously chose a profession with no math.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I would not have anything to do with that particular way of reading a green, but it seems to work very well for Stacey, and a number of other players on tour use it as well. But yeah, I mean, Stacey right now is one of the best players on tour in terms of making birdies. I mean, she's all over the place.
Yeah, it's exciting. And Matt Pakala, he just came back from a U.S. qualifier. He was in the qualifiers for the U.S. Open. He promises to be on the show to explain aim point. He does it here in Hawaii, right? He's the aim point person in Hawaii. And I'm afraid that I'm going to make a complete fool of myself when he tries to explain the math and all that. He's going to have to be very patient, and I'll have to be patient as well with myself. Let's talk about Melissa Reed, Brittany Lang, Mariah, please help me with it.
This is a name you're going to want to know. The Jutanagarn sisters. Mariah and Jutanagarn. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jutanagarn. Remember this. They're from Thailand?
They're from Thailand, and Mariah is the older sister, and Aria is the younger, and they are they're back and forth. One is number 1 in our amateur rankings, and one is number 2, and then they flip-flop for our junior rankings.
All right.
In other words, they win everything.
They win everything, exactly. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and talk about the sisters, Brittany Lang, Melissa Reed, Kyung Kim, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're in office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Let's start off this conversation. We're talking with a wonderful woman, Beth Ann Baldry, senior writer for Golf Week. She travels around the world, and she's joined us on her vacation to talk about the U.S. Women's Open coming up next weekend, Black Wolf Run in Wisconsin, a Herb Kohler course. And it's exciting to see Melissa Reed and Brittany Lang, both of them, interesting stories. Certainly, Melissa Reed, when she won on the LET, that's the Ladies European Tour, last weekend, she had just returned to golf. Her mother died in an auto accident about a month ago. Her mother was on her way with her father to watch Melissa play in a tournament. The accident injured her father, took the life of her mother. Of course, in mourning, she comes back to play because she discovered that, you know, she was missing the game. She found that it helped her being back on the course, and then she wins. I mean, it's just an amazing accomplishment. Really amazing.
It is. It's, you know, a lot of LPGA players, if you saw the name Joy on their caps, that's the name of Melissa Reed's mother, and they wore those little badges on their hats, you know, in honor of her, in remembrance of her. And, you know, I think the European community especially pulled around Melissa, and everyone calls her Mel, actually. And, you know, I think it's just an absolutely incredible story, and it'll be great for American fans to get a chance to watch her play. I'm sure they'll tell her story, you know, during the telecast and spend some time with some cameras on her. And, you know, if you watch the Solheim Cup, she paired with Laura Davies, which was a lot of fun, kind of the future and the past/present of England, golf in England.
Yeah, so, it's exciting. It's a really exciting time watching her play. She reminds me of another LET player whose name, of course, has completely escaped me. She comes from Germany, and they're really exciting players to watch. Very focused, and the ball striking is beautiful, and their focus is something to behold. You really need to watch how they play. You really can do something for your own game if you pay attention to the way these women play. Now, she'll be playing in the U.S. Women's Open, so exciting to see her here on the U.S. soil. I know she wants to play on the LPGA. Brittany Lang, winner at Manulife in Canada. Now, this, talk about having the hex on her. She graduated from Duke. Tell us that story. Yay, Duke.
Duke, yeah, the perennial power. You know, for a while there, Duke won every national championship, it seemed, and had, you know, just nothing but All-Americans on their rosters, but couldn't win an LPGA event. They couldn't get it done on the next level. It's amazing. The Blue Devils had never won on tour. When you look at all the names, including Jenny Sutherland, one of the, you know, as you're talking about, the one who lost in the playoffs to Say Reed back in 98 at Black Wolf. You know, Beth Bauer, Leanne Harden, Candy Hanneman, Liz DiNangelo, Amanda Blumenhurst. I mean, the list is so long of All-Americans and USGA champions that came out of Duke. To not win on the LPGA was just, you know, kind of dumbfounding. And finally, Brittany Lang broke the streak. And it's kind of funny because, you know, Brittany, she I don't know if, you know, one of the most exciting Women's Open I have ever been to was in 2005 when Morgan Pressel nearly won and Birdie Kim hold out to win on the last hole. And few people remember that. Actually, Brittany Lang tied with Morgan right behind Birdie, and they both were amateurs at the time, both Brittany and Morgan, and Brittany turned professional right after that and decided not to go back to Duke. That was 2005. She finished
wow.
T2 at the Open. You know, just so much talent, such a great athlete. Obviously, there were some mental hurdles there for her to finish runner-up so many times. So it's great to see her finally in the drought.
Yes, it is. And another American player coming to fore. All right, we're going to go to the Thai sisters. Now, they remind me of Thai sisters. I remember the two, and I can't remember them. It's like their names.
Wang Glucius. They used to be the Wang Glucius because they're part Thai, part Korean. But then when they joined the LPGA, Ari and Nari, Wang Glucius became Ari and Nari Song. Well, yes, very similar, except Ari and Nari are twins.
They're but, twins, yes, and they were powerhouses in the game, and everybody thought they were going to be the next great player, either one of them, or they could switch off, and then mm-hmm. they sort of went away.
They did. They, you know, they battled some injuries. I think mostly they were burnt out. They were just driven so hard for so many years by their parents. And I think, you know, Nari doesn't really play golf anymore. She's getting her degree, and she's coaching at Rollins. And Ari still plays, but, you know, you never really see her name up on the board. She's had a lot of health issues. And, you know, it was really sad to see two players with such great potential, you know, had such fantastic amateur careers. And, you know, they're not the first people to be burnt out and pushed too hard. But the Jutanagarn, they practically live in the U.S. team. They're over here many, many months of the year playing AJGA and USGA and, you know, amateur events. And they just met each other in the finals of the Women's Western Amateur. And Mariah's in the event, in the field with the Women's Open because she was runner-up Danielle Kang at the U.S. Women's Amateur last year. So I don't know if her younger sister, who is actually the taller one, will be on the bag for her. My guess is she will. That's typically what they do.
Well, that's great. Kyung Kim is from Hawaii. She just won the U.S. Public Links Amateur. She lives in Chandler, Arizona. She was setting records when she was 10 and 11 here in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. I'm not really surprised that she's doing so well. She played her way into the U.S. Women's Open. And I wonder, you know, they don't give an exemption to U.S. Public Links Amateurs. It seems like...
Right, I find that to be a great shame. you know, I don't understand it because at the APL, which is the men's equivalent, they give out an invitation to the Masters, but they don't give an invitation to the U.S. Open, and it's the USGA's event. So that I don't understand why the men don't get an invitation. And similarly, it seems like you would really boost the field. You would, you know, boost interest in the WAPL. This is what we call the Women's Amateur Public Links. If you know, they gave out an exemption. It makes no sense to me. Because yeah. If you look at the list of champions in recent years, you have Yanni, you have Michelle, you have Jennifer Song, you have Tiffany Joe won it twice. You know, these are not one-offs. These are players who are currently playing on tour who are, you know, in some cases, in one case, world number one.
Exactly.
So it's not like they're flukes. So, you know, I feel like they would deserve a spot in the field. So I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, but we've got one person rooting for Stacey Lewis. You should give us a tweet. Let us know who you're going for the U.S. Women's Open, because it's going to be a very exciting. This Herb Kohler course is absolutely beautiful. Black Wolf Run in Wisconsin. I hope the temperature comes down for you, because it's going to be a hot summer, and I want you to have fun after your vacation.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for taking time out during your vacation to be on the show. Really appreciate it, Beth Ann Baldry, senior writer, Golf Week Magazine, for being on the show.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. Karen Palacios Jensen will be joining us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Rim Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Rim Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Boipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Boipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Boipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the show. Karen Palacios Jensen, creator of Cardio Golf. Listen, LPGA teaching professional, 2008 LPGA National Teacher of the Year, voted one of America's top 50 best women teachers by Golf Digest since 1998. Jensen has her own golf events company, Swing Blade Enterprises. She developed Cardio Golf, and now she has come up with a great idea that we need to share with you. It's about online teaching with classes that you'll give in the mental game, in the fitness, and in swing. Welcome to the show, Karen Palacios Jensen.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. It's great to talk to you.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. This is really exciting. What gave you the idea to do this online, and tell us how it works?
Yeah, you know, there's a great company. It's called Powhow, and they provide a platform for live webcam classes, and I am the golf instructor. They do a bunch of different classes, guitar lessons, cooking, and they approached me because they didn't have a golf instructor, and I thought it was a great idea, really easy to do for people that don't have a lot of time. All you need is a webcam and a little area enough to swing a golf club. Even if you don't have room to swing a golf club, you can do all my golf-specific exercises, and I'm really excited to be able to share my cardio golf classes that I do in the small town of Mooresville, North Carolina, with the entire world.
Well, and it's affordable. I mean, for $20, yes. I can have the golf fitness workout to increase distance and consistency, cardio golf, come right into my home on a Monday or a Saturday.
Right. And if that schedule doesn't work for you, I have lessons all lined up, and you can request a time. You can do private lessons from me. I have a bunch of different classes. Like I said, private lessons. I do my cardio golf class, which is a golf-specific workout. I do some mental workshops if you want to really get better at scoring, and I also do a lot of help for beginners. You know, a lot of beginners are intimidated to go out to the golf course, so this way you can be in your own home or office and learn how to swing the club, learn the fundamentals before you even get to the course, so that when you get there, you know, you have a little idea of what's going on.
So with this, the webcam, I just need a webcam, I suppose, with a Macintosh, the camera that's built into the computer,
right,
works,
you know,
just fine, right?
Yeah, any kind of computer with a built-in webcam will work. It's very very affordable. Like you said, you just go to the link, you sign up, you pay for your class, and then you'll get a bunch of reminders of what time your class is at. You go to that link that time, I'll be there, and then we can interact. And so some of the classes are group lessons, so there might be 3 or 4 people, and some of them are private. We can do a one-on-one session.
That's great. Now, you can interact. So I can talk to you, and I can talk to the other people participating?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. It's all interactive. And I think that's what's really unique about this. A lot of online classes, you're just sitting there listening to somebody. This way, you can actually participate. I see what you're doing, so I can watch you, and you can see what I'm doing, and we can stop and ask questions.
I like that. I like one of the quotes from Hunter Mahan, who's leading right now at the AT&T National, which just started about 30 minutes ago because of that massive storm that blew through Washington, D.C. and just took out the power for 500,000 people.
And, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And so they had to clean up the course. There are no spectators. None. Nobody gets to go on the course and watch. It's players only because of all the damage done. So Hunter Mahan, during his conversation yesterday with the media, he said, just this is a partial quote. He said, your mind goes, your body is going to go with it. It's very important to stay mentally strong.
Right. That is so true. You know, all those guys have the physical skills. What separates the winners from the ones that kind of just get by, or is their mental game?
Yeah. And I was thinking about Yanni Sen, right? After mm-hmm. she did poorly in one event, she started asking herself, am I ever going to play well again? Your confidence, how you feel about what you're doing, is key to getting your body to perform what it can do.
Right.
It believes the body's going to follow the mind. It doesn't, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I don't know if you saw that interview with Tiger a few weeks ago, and they were asking him, you know, why are some of these young kids playing so well so early? And he was talking about some of the Koreans that he visited, and he was like, those kids are out there practicing their swings in slow motion without even hitting balls, rehearsing over and over, pretending they're on the golf course, that, you know, that is ingrained in your body so that when you get out to the golf course, you have that confidence. And, you know, I think that's really important for people who don't have a lot of time to play or practice. If you have a method to practice mentally, that could really help you sustain your skills, even if you don't get to go to the golf course.
Okay, so we're talking here about training your mind and your body to work together, which is there's another level then when you bring the confidence into play. You know, believing in yourself, that's almost... It's on a different scale here.
Yeah.
If you've got the mind and the body working together to perform the function and to know it, and then to believe in yourself, that I think that separates. And that's where I think Tiger Woods, I don't want to add Yanni Sen right now because she's just in a little slump. But I think Tiger, one of the things that he's got going against him is he doesn't believe in himself. I look at it like, you know, when you're on the merry-go-round and you grab for the brass ring, just kind of have that. And every time you grab for the brass ring, you grab it and you get it and it's there and it's always in your hand and it's always perfect. And you perform that function. Now, what if you're on the course and when you grab for that brass ring, so to speak, and you miss it?
And, right.
You miss it. You know, you always got it before. You always got it before. What happened? Why am I not? And then you start doubting yourself and you start wondering, have I lost it? And once all that stuff starts coming into play, it doesn't matter how mentally grooved you are with your body in the practice. You really have to, you know, that doubt will take you down. And
right.
And that's, you know, I think a lot of people need to learn how to stop thinking, stop doubting. And that's a very, very, very difficult thing. And if you can help people with that, Karen Palacios Jensen, I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I know. Well, I would love to try to help people. The one thing that I have to say is, you know, especially for the average golfer, the rest of us that don't play golf, if Tiger can lose his confidence, then we should give ourselves a break a little bit because we can easily lose our confidence. So if he could do it, then it's going to happen to us. So don't freak out when that happens. Just know that it's human nature. You're going to lose your confidence. All you need to do is get that one good shot back, get a good swing so that you remember, oh, yeah, I can do that. So, you know, I think we need to give ourselves more of a break sometimes. I think we get too upset with ourselves on the golf course. You know, we're expecting way more out of ourselves than we can really perform, and then I think if you relax a little bit like that, then you can actually hit those good shots.
Exactly. That's very, and what sometimes you need, if you're not, you say, okay, yeah, I need that one good shot, but how am I going to get that good shot? You know, I can't seem to get that good shot to build that confidence. I seem to, so what you might need is somebody else seeing what you're doing. And that's where the golf professional comes into play. And these webcam classes are great because you have that one-on-one. As you said, a lot of people, I don't like standing on a driving range. I don't like being in a, you know, in a bay where everybody's kind of like staring at you. They're not really looking at you, but it feels like they're looking at you, right?
Yeah, you know, what I really love about these online webcam classes is it to improve at anything, not just golf, you have to be consistent at it. So this way, you know, you can make an appointment with me once a week, and you know that I'm going to be there. It's easy because it's at your house. You don't have to get into the car. You don't have to pay a lot of money. You don't have to be a member at a golf course. This way, you can be consistent. You need to spend some time, you know, a little bit every day or a little bit once a week working on something. It doesn't work if you go and take, you know, like a golf school and then not practice or play for the next 6 months. It just doesn't work that way. This way, with like an online webcam class, you can do it consistently. You can sign up once a week. You can do it every other week, whatever your schedule permits. But you need to do something on a permanent basis to be able to maintain and get better at something.
So you can groove in the understand, so your body does it automatically. You don't have to ask yourself, am I holding this club right?
Right.
You hold the club right.
Exactly. Right. And the thing about my cardio golf classes, to explain to people what that is, it's a combination of swing drills and golf-specific exercises. So, you know you need to exercise anyway, right, for better health. I mean, if you've been living under a rock, if you don't know exercise, it's good for you. So why not practice your swing at the same time? Why not, you know, learn the good, correct mechanics and get a core workout and get a stretch workout at the same time?
And that all happens with, is that the golf fitness workout to increase distance and consistency?
Exactly. Yes, it is. Oh. So I take you through a battery of exercises to help you with your mechanics, to help you with your range of motion, your flexibility. We'll do core exercises for balance. So, you know, it's your fitness and your golf swing are kind of interactive. So you have to kind of work on them at the same time.
I like it. Now, you also have something you were saying for the beginner who's nervous, the essential skills to play.
Right.
That's the learn golf essential skills to play.
Right. And so it's great for someone that's just learning to play the game or has never touched a club before. I'll take you through the entire basics, your grip, your setup, how to aim. We'll talk about equipment, the basic rules of the game and the etiquette, how to practice, anything that you ever wanted to ask somebody but were afraid to because you thought it was a dumb question, you can ask me. Believe me, I've heard it all.
You need to know, you know, if you're just listening, tuning in, this is Karen Palacios Jensen, and she is a former Ledbetter trained instructor, Jim McLean Golf School master instructor. She's been teaching for 17 years. She's on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. She gives tips and advice. She's got a book out that's called Golf Fitness. And she's married to an Olympic gold medalist.
Right.
So have you talked to your husband, Dan Jensen, about the problems that come up with, you know, having to go out and do something when you don't feel like it, or coming up against the, you know, the restrictions or the problems that you might have accomplishing a goal?
You know, that's it's a great question. My husband, for people that don't know it, he was in four Olympics before he won his first gold medal, so he has a great story about perseverance. So he's like a real inspiration to me. I ask him all the time. I'm like, you know, what did you do? One of the things that Dan always says is that, you know, he really loved his sport. He loved to train. He loved it. And he really loved the battle. He really loved the competition. So if you want to get good at something, you have to learn to love the grind, the, you know, pushing yourself. You need to love to go out there and like hit balls and practice, and you need to love to be in the moment where you're kind of scared you're going to miss a 4-foot putt. You have to kind of love that, and then that's how you get better at it, because you know, when you love to do something, then it's not work, it's actually fun.
So you have to learn to love the uncomfortable places learning will take you to.
Right, exactly. You don't have to, right. And, you know, it's a hard thing to do, but it's, you know, if you put yourself in those situations, that's why I always tell people, you know, if go ahead and have like a little $5 Nassau, bet some money, because that puts pressure on your game and that teaches you to go outside your comfort zone. And if you make a few putts and win $5, you build that confidence that we were just talking about. So it's okay. You know, don't bet the farm, but go ahead and bet a few dollars. Put some pressure on yourself and practice. You know, practice getting into that situation.
So is that why Freddie Couples is doing it all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear he won't play unless there's some money on it.
Yeah, well, you know, Dan and I have a lot of good matches where we play for who's going to take the garbage out or who's going to cook dinner, things like that. So yeah, we always have fun with that.
That's good. I like that. Okay, so how do we find your class? How do we find the site where we can get our lesson, our
mental...
Yeah,
a couple of ways. Yeah. If you go to my website, KPJ Golf, KPJ Golf, my initials, golf.com, or go to powhow.com, and you'll see my schedule. And like I said, if that schedule doesn't work for you, you can request a time, and we can set something up, and we'll get it done.
Wow. You were brave to go outside of your, I would imagine, a very comfortable life of being under the Jim McLean, David Ledbetter umbrella, and then creating your own place in the world. What pushed you there?
Well, you know, when I got married and I moved away from Florida, I moved to North Carolina, I had to create my own little business because I was, like you said, out away from teaching at a golf school. And I've just tried to really stay with the times. You know, online, as I really think how everything is going, classes are going to be online, universities are going to be online. People have their phones and computers with them all the time. So instead of fighting it, I decided just to go with flow. I also created an app for my cardio golf program. It's on iTunes and Android, and all my tips are on there. I have my little DVDs. If you want to take my warm up to the course with you, if you don't know how to warm up, you just play my little warm up video. If you need a tip on an uphill or a side hill lie, you can play that right on the course. So, you know, that's the way of the future. I think everything is going mobile. So instead of trying to fight it, I decided to go with the flow.
It's kpggolf.com.
KPJ, my initials. Karen Palacios Jansen, kpjgolf.com.
I got the J and the G. Thank you.
Right.
kpggolf.com.
No, KPJ.
Oh, dear me. I've been having one of those confidence moments here. We're going to have to teach Danielle how to read. Thank you so much. KPJGolf.com.
Right, yeah.
KPJ, J, like in Jensen, okay?
Jensen, right. Yeah,
KPJGolf.com. Okay,
yeah.
I'll stop before I make one more mistake.
No, you're doing fine.
That's something else you have to learn. Sometimes when you've got it right, then know when to quit, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
I sank that putt. Now I'm going to stop. I'm going to walk away with the confidence that I have in it.
I really
enjoy how you teach. If you haven't seen Karen Palacios Jensen teach on Golf Channel and during Morning Drive, you really have focus, the kind of focus that I like to watch in a person. And you want to make sure that you've communicated the instruction to the person that they understand. So it's great to see you do that. And your teaching method and the way you handle a student is beautiful.
This will be
great for someone who wants that one-on-one experience, or in a small class it would be great too, because you take the time to make sure everybody understands what's going on. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, Danielle, thanks for having me. I always love talking to you.
Thank you. Okay, let me get this right. kpjgolf.com.
Yay!
Yeah. All right, I'm going to walk away now. I'm feeling confident. Karen Palacios Jensen, thanks so much for being on the show.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yes, aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call
808-742-8711. Your tea time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Yes, it is a beautiful day. It's going to be, well, partly sunny with scattered light showers. Windward and Mauka, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a light shower this morning on the leeward side. Could be a little wet. If you'd like to play a round of golf today, you should go out to Poipu. They've got a 9:40, 11:30, a 1:40. The Southside Men's Club is. Craig Sasada is going to join us in just a couple of minutes, but we're going to go to Maui. Maui, there's a tea time at McKenna. There's a 9:28 and a 10:32. And 11:28, and the Volker wedding party is going out to play a round of golf, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. I sure hope it was her idea too. I was about to say, I wonder if it was his idea, you know, and then I thought, God, that's awfully sexist of you, Danielle. Let's welcome to the show a wonderful woman who's taking a lot of time out of her life to make sure that an event continues to happen on Maui. It's the 58th annual Maui Women's Golf Invitational. Welcome to the show, Shirley. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much for letting me join your show this morning. I just wanted to let everyone know that the 58th annual Maui Women's Golf Invitational is coming up on Saturday, August 4th at the Kahili Golf Course.
Beautiful course.
Yes. And Sunday, August 5th at the King Kamehameha Golf Club, which is a private golf course.
So this would be one of those few times that someone would actually have an opportunity to play a private course.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And we are inviting professionals and amateur women at least 14 years old with a current gin handicap of 33.5 or less to play in this prestigious tournament.
58th Annual Maui Women's Golf Invitational. The entry fee is $165. It includes the cart, green fees, range balls, a continental breakfast daily, and the awards luncheon after the second round.
Right.
You can also bring a guest if you'd like to for the luncheon.
Correct.
It's a $25 fee. The entry deadline is July 9.
Yes.
Unless the field is full. How are you close to being full?
We are about, I would say, 75% there. So, you know, we still have room.
You still have room. This is at the Kahili Course and the King Kamehameha Golf Club. Now, you've got another reason for doing this. In addition, you've decided to make sure that the proceeds from this event are donated to the Maui Food Bank.
Right, that's correct. So, there's like over 10,000 families on Maui that, you know, need food. So we decided to support the Maui Food Bank. And on Saturday, the 4th at Kahili, we're going to have a food drive. So we're asking people to bring about 5 cans of food with them. And we're also going to have something really interesting on Sunday. We're going to be selling what is called a Kokua Pono tickets. And it's for some great prizes.
Really? Like what?
Yes. Well, we have a 42-inch Toshiba LCD HD TV.
Okay.
We've got a trip to Lanai, a package with hotel room, golf, and the expedition, and another trip to Kauai with airline fares and hotel and golf. So it's going to be really nice. We also have great giveaway prizes.
Now, this is this part of the silent auction, or is this the tickets?
Well,
if I buy the tickets, then I get into the drawing?
Right, that's correct.
Okay.
So we'll be selling tickets like for $5, one ticket, and, you know, maybe 10 for 20. And you can just, you know, throw your tickets into any of the boxes, and then we'll have a drawing at the end.
Okay, do I have to be there to buy tickets?
You do. Well, you don't. We'll save some for you.
No. Don't make anything special for me. No. I just was thinking how many people could, like, you know, it's buy from Oahu.
Right.
So this is separate from the silent auction.
We are not having the silent auction.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in lieu of.
Oh,
yes.
I like this idea better.
Yeah,
This is good. I like this. So buy tickets, they go in, you automatically support the Maui Food Bank in the process, and if you're lucky. Now, who helped get these prizes? Because I know you didn't go out and spend a lot of money. The idea is to raise money, right?
Well, traditionally, we used to have the Maui Country Club Ladies Division and the Waiehu Women's Club alternate years to host this. But because it's gotten so big, we've decided to get all of the major women's golf club together. So we are doing all this together, and that's how we went out and got all these sponsors and
excellent
prizes, and it's great. Our community is supporting us, and they support us every year. So it's really, you know, we really want to thank them for doing this, because this is, you know, a historical event. It's been going on for 58 years.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's the Kokua Pono tickets. So you'll have a chance to win great prizes. They're $5 each. And then the drawing later. And want to thank Activity Link Systems, Ameriprise, Toshiba Business Equipment, United Auto Parts of Maui, and Maui Electric for all of their support for this really great women's tournament, the 58th annual Maui Women's Golf Invitational.
Right.
Saturday, August 4th at the Kahili Course. Sunday, August 5th at the King Kamehameha Golf Club. 7:30 shotgun start every day. Entry fee is $165. And this is open to all professional and amateur women?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
As long as they're 14 years of age.
14 or older.
Yes.
And the handicap is 33.5 gin or less as of July 1st, 2012.
Well, actually, it's going to be as of August 1st.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. We are going to change that. So at least everybody will be at their handicap.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. This is great. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Well,
Shirley Nishikawa,
so
the tournament director of the Maui Women's Golf Invitational. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk with Fred Altvater about, let's see, the PGA Tour, AT&T National at Congressional, which was, somebody took a buzzsaw to it and wiped out a bunch of trees. Oh, Mother Nature. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels? Your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore.
Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Just a reminder, Kamehameha Highway going past Ka'ava is closed in both directions. Probably will be until about 11 o'clock. They expect it to take 6 hours after the accident happened, just after 5 this morning. It's closed between Kualoa Ranch and Ka'ava Elementary School. We're back with Fred Altvater. He is a golf writer. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Danielle?
Excellent.
Steamy and stormy Midwest.
Is it really hot still where you are?
Yeah, we've got 90s predicted every day for like the next 5 days. So
this is we're not getting any reprieve from this over there, are we?
No, we had after the storm being through here last night, it dropped a little bit, but it's still pretty hot.
Yeah, now, did you see the pictures from Congressional? The AT&T National? That's amazing.
Yeah, they have over 40 trees down, and they were able to get the course cleaned up. They are having play. I was watching the early rounds here really as we speak, and they are on the course, but pictures of where the fans and the spectators would have been outside the ropes, trees are gnarled, twisted down, broken splinters from the trunks are sticking up and from the ends of the downed trees. And it would have been a pretty dangerous situation. And so the PGA Tour just made the decision to not allow fans or spectators or even volunteers on the course today. It's just basically the TV people, the social media people, and the players and, their immediate family. That's the only people they're allowed on the course today.
You think that'll speed up the pace of play?
You stop and wave at each other, tipping their cap. I don't know. That's a good question.
All right, Fred Altvater, Back Nine blogger, golf writer, teaching professional for 40 years. We have such experience. I just want to mention that it's KPJ Golf. Okay, I had like a mini stroke there for a second. I couldn't say J. I was just having a problem. Interesting happens to all of us, when the brain just decides not to participate in the moment. So the PGA Tour, it seems like it's either a scandal, a rules controversy, Mother Nature stealing the headlines, and today she certainly did. There was lightning, and there's 500,000 people without electricity, and with the heat at 100 degrees or 104 or whatever it happens to be, the index is 110 yesterday. Incredible. They broke records yesterday on the Eastern Seaboard in the Washington, D.C. area. Blew through. Just really tore up the course. And as Fred was saying, they just started play around about an hour ago. Now, there's a bunch of news on the tour, but I wanted to go over a couple of the guys who are in the lead. Hunter Mahan, Brendan DeJong, and Jimmy Walker. I used a quote from Hunter earlier. He was talking about the heat, and staying in the present and just being able to play. And he said, once your mind goes, your body is going to go with it. It's very important to stay mentally strong. There are lots of challenges on a golf course, and he's earned, I don't think you realize this, he's won twice this year, and he's earned $21 million in his career so far. He's only 30 years old.
And not a very long career yet.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, when you talk about golf and Hunter Mahan, he's a great player. I mean, he's, ranked 10th in the world? But it's not like he's got the Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy,
Danielle, there's a great batch of these guys that are over 25 and under 32. Hunter Mahan, Billy Haas, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Webb Simpson, Keegan Bradley. You know, those guys could break out and go on a run at any time. Jason Duffner, you know, they can break out and go on a run at any time. You know, we saw that for a 3 or 4 week stretch there with Duffner a little bit earlier this summer. Dustin Johnson had the early part of the year off because he was some injuries and some things he had to deal with. And so he's back and really hot right now. And this guy has so much talent, he could just dominate. You know, he could be the guy. Hunter Mahan right now is swinging, and everything is just solid. He just makes no mistakes. You know, from adversity, you know, you find out how strong you are, and it, you know, either, you know, kills you or cures you. Well, you know, that chip shot that he missed, you know, that he duffed against Graham McDowell in the Ryder Cup 2 years ago, you know, that really hurt him. But he has come out of that. You know, he's strengthened his short game, and he's really worked on his long game, and the guy is solid right now. And he's got a ton of confidence. You know, he's got 2 wins in his pocket this year, so, you know, he's got no worries, and he's just playing free. And you get on a course like this where you know, accuracy and consistency are important and par is relevant, he's a tough guy to handle.
Yeah, well, he's having a great time. He said he made it easy for himself. Put the ball exactly where it was supposed to go.
Yep.
But he said if it's just a little bit off, you're in trouble. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. All right, so yeah, Brendan Zhejiang, I just want to mention a couple of guys here. Born in Zimbabwe, studied at Virginia Tech. He's got close to $5.5 million in career earnings. $5.5 million. You know, he's played 136 events. Not bad,
yeah,
huh?
That's for the U.S. Yeah. You got all these guys playing. You know, all these other new tours. You know, the Asian Tour, the Australian Tour, the you know, the Sunshine Tour in South Africa. You know, and to more extent than the European Tour, and just moving their way up through to get to the PGA because that's where the big bucks are.
Yeah,
and,
you know, he hasn't won yet. He hasn't won. He's finished in the top 25, about one in four events that he's entered. And
that's all he's got to do.
Yeah, that's earned him $5.5 million. Now, we've got
top 25 last week was $50,000.
yeah. All right. Walker. Jimmy Walker is 33. He turned pro 11 years ago. Yeah. He's earned over about $4 million, most of the last 2 years. Do you know much about Jimmy?
Do not, except, you know, he's had, I think he had 1 or 2 wins on minor events. I haven't looked him up lately, but he's been around a while. Good player. Sporadic. He will go in spurts. He'll get really hot, and then you know, you won't hear anything from him. And the other point of this, you know, you're talking about prize money. You know, prize money is only probably about 20% of what these guys make. In the case of Tiger Woods, it's only about 10% of what he makes. you know, in Tiger's best year, he made, what, about $11 or $12 million in prize money? But he pulled in $100 million in endorsement money. And so if you add in corporate outings, sponsorships, and all the other things that these guys do, it's more than 5 times as much as what they earn in prize money.
So what you're saying is, you know, what we're talking about in their career earnings, which is really only the prize money, this is just like a small fraction of what they could be possibly... I was just trying to see whether or not we've got... Our good friend Craig Sasada, if he's on with us, oh, that would be so cool. Because Craig and I, we love to talk. I thought the three of us could have great conversations about some of the things that are going on. Yeah, okay. Craig Sasada, are you there?
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Craig. How are you doing?
Good, very good.
Director of Golf at Poipu Golf Club. We always talk about just the things that are happening in the world of golf, and there's quite a few things that I wanted to talk to you about. Tiger Woods, talk to you about the new, it's not, you know, it's not the Nationwide anymore. It's
web.com.
web.com is the name of the tour now. It's web.com. 10 years. The changing schedule, the Q school elimination. Fred Couples is going to go to the Senior Open at Turnberry. I think that's great. Anytime Freddie is playing, it's exciting. but let's go to Tiger Woods. I'm looking at the leaderboard. We got Robert Garrigus, Pat Perez, Soon You'll Know, Rod Pampling, Stuart Sink, Vijay Singh. Wait a second. Let me see now. Let me see. Scroll down. Scroll down. Never had to use that. You do it. Okay. Cameron pronounce his name for me, please. Somewhere.
Tringali.
Thank you. Tringali. It's and Bo Van Pelt, there's another player, one of the guys you're talking about who could break out, got a lot of talent. Here we go.
I think that guy's made like $25 million or something.
Bo Van Pelt? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Hoffman, another one, right? But in between Bo Van Pelt and Charlie Hoffman, Tiger Woods. Now, I'd like to hear, Craig Sassata, what do you think of what Tiger's been doing?
Well, you know, Tiger, I think lately has been hitting the ball much better, but what's so ironic, the thing that used to be not thought of before was his short game and putting, how good he was, so everybody just expected it. But, you know, as an example, you know, in the second round, when he shot 68, from what I was looking at the stats, you know, he just improved his putting a little bit because he kind of hit the ball the same way, but he improved four shots because of his short game and putting.
So now he says that because he's focused so much on perfecting the swing that he's learning, that he hasn't devoted any time to the short game. And that's been a problem that he's had in the past whenever he's made a swing change. As a PGA professional, Craig Sassata, you know, if you let your putting go, how easy is it to get back?
Well, you know, putting basically a lot of it's feel, first of all, but it's confidence. If you think you're going to miss, you are going to miss. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, if you feel good and the confidence is there that you're going to make the putt, you know, it won't happen all the time, but the chances are is you will do well in putting. And, you know, I think he just needs to get that back. And, you know, he's got the other half down pretty good, looks like. So once he gets that back, I think it'd be a pretty scary thing there.
It'll be interesting to see how he performs because he's so inconsistent. It's almost scary watching him perform.
Right. You know, I just think he's just a little bit away, like he just says. You know, and he just needs his short game and putting to come back. And nothing drastic, but, you know, he just needs a little bit of that to come back, and he'll always be there to contend.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you talk about the short game, we talk about the putting. I watched that short game when he could recover from an errant drive. Well, you knew it was coming, right? That the drive, right, Fred, the drive that was going to go to the right, to the left, goodness knows where it was going to go. But you could count on him getting back on target.
Yeah, I think everybody just expected him to, you know, get up and down from anywhere. But, you know, with his, you're speaking about his ball striking there, he's, you know, what made him probably more confident, especially off the tee right now, he's kind of eliminated one side of the golf course, which is the left, for now, anyway. And, you know, he's playing his safety, his go-to shot is that little power cut that he hit that he's kind of hitting pretty well right now. So, you know, with that in mind, Tiger's not in trouble off the tee. He is pretty dangerous there, even if he's not putting well.
Now, you called that a power... What did you say that was?
Well, it looks like he hits a little power cut there because that ball's still going over 300 yards.
Right. So. That's not the stinger that everybody talks about, is it?
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, his stinger is basically more of a low boring shot that doesn't get up in the air, so the wind won't touch it. So that's more, you know, that's kind of his safety shot, too, but it goes a long way.
It does go a long way, yes. So, and Fred Altvater, also a golf professional, teaching professional, and a blogger for Back 9 Network, as well as a writer on frequently on Bleacher Report. Fred, when you watch Tiger, what do you see?
I'll tell you, Danielle, since last fall, since Australia, he has really progressed at a pretty rapid rate from what I've seen. And really like, just like Craig said, the power fade that he's hitting off the tee. You know, another golfer that didn't do too bad late on his career played a power fade, Ben Hogan. And, you know, he did all right. And another thing that I saw yesterday Tiger do a couple times, you know, on Thursday, twice he had trouble getting out of the bunkers. And yesterday, he took no chance of getting in a bunker. I don't know how much he looked at his round yesterday, but at least twice he laid up short of bunkers rather than taking on the green, and relied on getting up and down with his wedge from 90 or 100 yards. And he converted both of those. Matter of fact, the key to his round yesterday was on his front nine, which was 14 and 15. He drove it in the rough on both those holes, laid up, and then chipped on and converted the putts to save pars on those two holes. And then on 16, the par 5, the only par 5 on the front, he was able to hit it onto the green and made the 40-footer for eagle. And so in those three holes, he picked up four shots. He saved two pars and made the putt for eagle. That really made his round yesterday. And on the front nine, once or twice, he played up short of bunkers so that he didn't go into them. So he is playing this golf course, Congressional, just like you would play a U.S. Open-type setup, and where you don't take unnecessary risk. You play to your strength and work on your short game. And so like Craig was saying, you know, his short game from 100 yards, you know, is not that bad. The problems are up in that tall grass, or maybe those little short chips around the fringe and out of the bunkers. And he's just kind of staying away from those as much as he can.
We're going to take a break and come back, talk some more about, Tiger Woods, because we always talk about Tiger Woods. How long are we going to talk about Tiger Woods?
Never. Forever.
Really? Until somebody has more wins than Tiger and more majors, right? That, I mean, he's the benchmark right now. So we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
On Oahu, there's a tee time at 10:30 and 11:42 at Royal Hawaiian. At McKenna on Maui, there's a 10:32 and an 11:28. Poipu on Kauai has a 9:40, a 1:40. Southside Men's Club is going to go out and play some golf today. I like those guys, Craig. They're just so much fun. I met them when I was on Kauai one year. A lot of fun. It's a good thing to have a club like that and go out with your friends on a regular basis. That's how you kind of like keep your game going. And by the way, in the pro shop at Poipu, there's a 25% off sale on clothing. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you gentlemen. Fred Altvater is a golf writer. He's a teaching professional. Craig Sasada, he's a PGA professional as well as being the oh dear, it's happening again. One of those moments, you know. It's you're the director of golf at Poipu. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, How important is the web.com tour to you, Craig?
Well, to me, I think it's a 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Fred?
You know what? I enjoyed it. I took my son to watch it several times. It's a great way to see some of the up-and-comers. But all that being said, and I'm a golf fanatic, the web.com tour, the nationwide tour, in rank of importance to me, it's about a 6 or 7.
Okay. That's kind of how I feel. It just doesn't get me excited. I'm sorry. You know, I know it's important for young men and women to have a place to go and hone their skills and work their way up into the hot tier. Now, why do you like it, Craig? Do you like watching it? Do you like seeing the young players get a chance to hone their game?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's so much that I like watching it more than I like watching the PGA Tour event, obviously, but What I like about it immensely is that there's so many good players in the world, and there's only so many spots open on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
So what this tour does is, it is, like you guys said, hones your game, but it puts the best players on the PGA Tour. So what the world is going to see is the best players in the world. And there you need another place for the other guys to play who are, you know, excellent players. But, you know, they're not able to get there yet, and this will help them get there. So, you know, we've seen the best of the best on the PGA Tour, but then you got another tier here that are very close, but they're just not quite there yet. So that's why I think it's so important there, you know, even with the European Tour. But I just think this web.com or Nationwide or Hogan Tour way before, but I think it's a good place for these other players to be at.
Absolutely. What do you think of the elimination of Q School, Craig?
In that point, I've never been to that level, but just looking from the outside in, I'm sorry to see it go. I think it was it was pretty neat to watch these guys grind it out to see the end of the rainbow right there, man. I get to go on the PGA Tour if I get there, and you know you wouldn't have good players or else on there. I mean, some of the exceptions of it to get on that tour, on the PGA Tour, and you miss some of the stars that might not have gotten there that have to go this route now to play in the fall series, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Starting, 2014?
You know, Fred, the whole thing about the changes to the schedule and to the Q School, I don't like eliminating Q School. I like it for the exact same reason you do, Craig. Fred, what did you think of Q School elimination?
I really hate the idea of it not being there. Matter of fact, I just, on Bleacher Report, one of the other feature columnists wrote an article about why it was a good thing and the changes were good for the PGA Tour. And so I took the opposite side, and I wrote an article saying, no, I think the Q School was good. It's like the American dream, you know. It's like we get to watch somebody win the lottery. You know, they were playing golf at its purest form and grinding out, and it was gut-wrenching on every shot, you know. Every year you'd see the guy on 18 that would miss a three-footer, you know, that would do a horseshoe and he'd miss by one shot. Well, you know, and you'd hate that, okay. So in reality, he's not getting a tour card for the next year's tour. In reality, he's still going to have a place to play because he was going to play Nationwide or now the web.com, okay?
Right.
But instead of playing for $5 and $6 million purses, you know, he's playing for $1 million purses, $300,000 first prize versus $1 million first prize. But, you know, as we were talking earlier, it's about the sponsor money for these guys. The sponsor money for playing on the PGA Tour is, you know, 3 and 4 times more than playing on the Nationwide Tour also. So instead of going to the PGA and making maybe $3 or $4 or $5 million next year, they're still going to make $500,000 or so on the Nationwide Tour.
That's
so
not chump change. It's pretty good.
They're not going to go broke, but the thing is, it gave everybody a shot to get to the PGA Tour.
Yeah,
whether it was really true or not, it gave him a shot.
I liked it because it allowed someone to come out of nowhere, quote-unquote, and then jump right in and you could watch them. Yeah, maybe they'd fall down. Fine. It doesn't matter. It was the story of them being able to get there that made it exciting. And I don't know why it has to be taken out of the picture completely. I don't know why.
I'm really afraid the reality is that it's going to, by taking that away, it's going to exclude a lot of people, because you're going to have some bucks behind you to go play the Nationwide Tour for a year.
That's, yes.
You know, or you're going to have to pick up some money in the Hooters tours or other minor tours before you get to the Nationwide. So it's going to take, it may take a kid from college or a young guy, it may take him an extra 2 or 3 years to make it to the PGA Tour. And it's going to help ensure some of the guys who are there that maybe are marginal keep their jobs.
And Craig, you know, that really is it, isn't it? When every guy who's tried to get on any tour, or girl who's tried to work her way on any tour, it's expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that is for sure. I mean, I know a couple people who are struggling, and, you know, they're from the islands, and it's, you know, everyone thinks it's a glamour life. Oh, all these professionals are playing for so much money. Life is easy, but they don't see the other 99% that are sleeping in the cars, eating maybe the special dollar meals in McDonald's, and, you know, there's other things that are going on here. It is a tough grind, and they find out real fast if they're able to do it out there. So it is a tough grind for a lot of other people.
Yeah. I mean, one person, Stephanie Kono, she's an excellent player. Excellent. It's difficult to break into a tour, to get into the mindset to work. You know, it's not easy. And she has made $0 so far this year. If it weren't for her family and her sponsors, she would not be able to do this, because it costs money to go from place to place.
But just, you know, maybe for her, she just wasn't ready to go because she didn't expect to be on tour.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
Her mindset wasn't really on that, to be on the tour.
She was supposed to be just graduating and
finishing.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, so it could, I mean, I'm not saying that's the reason, but
I was just using Stephanie as an example,
yeah,
because I know that she hasn't made any money now.
Right,
And she's in our world, in Hawaii world, she's the most recognizable name.
Oh, she's a good player. Great
and she's
player.
An excellent
yeah.
player.
Correct.
Absolutely. I mean, you know,
what does this do to her psyche going forward, Craig and Danielle? You know, when you take a young person like this and you beat them down, you know, when you know yourself, when you're doing something for fun, it's one thing. But when you're out there trying to make that three-footer for your dinner, okay, or your plane ticket home or whatever, it's a whole different deal. And now you've got that playing with your psyche as you go forward.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, you know, the confidence. And we were talking about that earlier in the show, how easily you can have the body working for you, you can have the mind grooved with the body and all the functional parts. But that je ne sais quoi, that part of you that, you know, is that makes a star, that makes the moment, that brass ring that you can grab a hold of and go, yes, that you just, that is either with you or it's not. And you just can't buy it. You know, it comes with success. And it's really hard to have that if you're out there working hard to, you know, make people proud. You know, and that added pressure.
Take the example of Tiger Woods at an early age having success, and Earl put him in situations where he won golf tournaments. He was programmed to win.
Well, Stephanie Kono had the exact same. She started off.
Reverse it to Michelle Wee, with someone you guys are familiar with, who just played for the Bucks and didn't play in situations where she was set up to win. Now she can't win.
In my column, I feature an editorial that I wrote in 2007. It's all about Michelle, and she was determined to go to school. When a young person who's been, you know, given $5 million from sponsors, and the pressure of having to perform for those sponsors, and you buck that, and you buck your parents, and you say, I am going to go to school, I'm going to go to a university, and I'm going to spend 4 years there, and I'm going to do it. This woman has the determination to make her dreams come true. She
Good
fought.
For her.
Yeah. She went to Stanford.
And the golf game suffered because of not being put in a situation to win at an earlier age and only just playing for the buck.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. If now that she's accomplished what she'd wanted to do, which was to go to school, she got a degree, Stanford, she did it. Now she said, you know, a couple of weeks back, I don't ever want to not be not playing in a major on the weekend. I never want to feel like this again. And now she's made the cuts the last 2 weeks. So, you know, maybe.
She has to find the hunger and the motivation to become, to do the extra little things. And Craig, you know this, do the extra little things, put in the extra little work to get back to that top level. And it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, I think you're correct. You know, one of the things that really left her is her putting. And, I mean, she's putting like a normal person right now.
Hey, that's how Tiger Woods is playing. Tiger is playing like a normal person.
You know, it's not someone of her caliber or her, you know,
her potential.
Her expertise.
Yes. But, yes.
You know, when you're averaging 34, 33 putts on the round there for someone of her level, you know, that really doesn't do it unless you're hitting 18 greens a round or something. But, you know, that's the problem. You know, she's just not putting, you know. And, I mean, she's not hitting the ball that great, but putting probably, you know, will ease off of a lot of the other things. Because, you know, if you're not putting well, if you miss the green in your mind, oh, it's a bogey.
I heard about somebody. I was watching Michelle. You know, she keeps changing her putter, and people criticize. And I read about someone who changed their putter all the time. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
It's all feel. I mean, you know, you need confidence. But then again, you look on the other side of that, Tiger Woods in his career, if I'm right, Fred, I think he didn't switch putter for I don't know how many years.
and you know what? They just said yesterday or the day before that he went back to a putter that he was using several years ago. It's not the new Nike technology. He went back to an old one.
Right. And, it might be the one he started with.
I thought of a point, too, earlier when you guys were talking about Tiger and chipping. You know, with my students, you know, if I have accomplished players that come in, they try, I need to putt better. Well, the first thing I do is take them out around the green and say, okay, let's work on your chipping. The thing that will make you a better putter is become a better chipper and chip the ball closer. You know, guys from 100 yards in only get it within 25 feet of the hole. Well, you know, you're just inviting three putts or two putts, where if you get it within eight or 7 feet, you know, you can make those once in a while. So if you want to become a better putter, become a better chipper from 100 yards in.
Yeah, I would rather putt gimmies for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we've only got like 2 minutes to discuss the schedule change, but I don't have a lot to say about it. The idea of starting the season in October or November and it never ending but for maybe 2 weeks, it to me is stupid. I don't get it. It wasn't broken. Why are they breaking the system? It's working quite well. It's making millionaires out of these guys, and it doesn't afford the opportunity for the great players from both of the tours, the European Tour and the PGA Tour, to play on their other, you know, the opposite coast, the opposite.
The problem came from the fall events not having FedEx Tour, FedEx Cup points. They won it in that game. And so they forced that. The five.com people especially forced it.
Well, and then it was for a sponsor, and that's a sellout, and I don't like it. Craig Sassada, what do you think of changing the schedule, making it just about year-round golf?
Yeah, I kind of in agreement with all you folks. I like it the way it was. You got to give these guys some downtime. I mean, it's every week after week they're playing. I mean, everybody thinks, you know, yeah, no problem. All they're doing is walking.
Yeah.
You try to go out there and grind for those 4 days like they have to do, and week in, week out, it'll take a toll on you. And,
yeah.
Just real quick, you know, they play right now. From right now through the playoffs, they're going to play about every week over the next 10 weeks. I mean, there's a lot of play. They need a break in there. So right after the PGA, they need to move the fall series to there and play the playoffs after those events and still finishing up in October, November.
Craig Sassada, and Fred Altvater. Thanks so much. The director of golf at Poipu Golf Club, Craig Sasada, thanks for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you. And Fred Altvater, Back Nine Blog, golf writer, teaching professional. Same for you, sir. Thank you to our sponsors, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet Metal, yes, you need a new roof or flashing or gutters or downspouts or AC ducts or a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home, your business, your concert, your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. It's what you need, either in Hawaii or California. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.